Leading up to IUK Day 2023, I'm joined by Stephen Sato, campaign manager for Stronger Together, a suicide prevention campaign targeted at Indigenous Australians. IUK Day is an annual day of action, a reminder that every day is a day to check in with your friends, family and colleagues. Welcome to NITV Radio, Stephen.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, as mentioned in the introduction, IUK Day is just around the corner, and this year, Stronger Together has updated its message. Can you tell us about the changes to the message just ahead of IUK Day?
So IUK Day this year falls on Thursday, the 14th of September. And what the whole campaign is about, it's a national call for action to let all Australians know that we want you to check in with the people that are closest to you. So the theme for this year is I'm here to hear. And we really want to remind people that when you reach out and ask, are you okay? And let them know that you're really here to hear, because we know that a conversation can change a life. From our research, we know that people are going through a lot of challenging things at the moment. And what they've told us through this research is three really important things that help a conversation. So one is around trust, really trusting the person that you're speaking to. And, you know, that might be a friend or a family member or someone at work. Authenticity, making sure that, you know, you're being genuine when you ask the question, are you okay? And the environment, like, you need to make sure that people are feeling comfortable to sit down and talk, or maybe you're going for a walk and talk. So this year's theme for Are You OK Day is I'm Here to Hear.
I'm Here to Hear. You just mentioned three key tenets of a good conversation: trust, authenticity, environment. And this brings me to the next question, which would be the culturally safe conditions to be able to hold these kind of conversations.
I think it changes for everybody, but it's really important, you know, as Aboriginal people, that we, you know, put our cultural protocols into place, like talking to our elders, you know, listening to their wisdom and their knowledge and what they've been through. And, you know, when we take that time to sit down with them, I feel much, much better for it. You know, and sometimes, you know, especially this year, there's a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that, you know, are really overwhelmed and really exhausted by what's happening throughout the country. And, you know, sometimes your mob just need to sit down with mob and have those conversations to make sure that you're feeling connected and supported.
Yeah, and this year you just mentioned what we're going through just today. There are calls by mental health experts and advocates to actually, I wouldn't say tone down, but adapt the messaging around the referendum, because there has been a lot of vitriol targeting First Nations people, and it's causing a lot of distress.
Yeah. I mean, we've got this really, really big, important, you know, debate that's happening, and we're the minority of this country, and it's a conversation that's been had by all Australians. And, you know, to be at the center of that and feel the impacts of it, it gets exhausting. I mean, I don't think any of us, Indigenous or non-Indigenous, I don't think that there's a day that goes by that we're not hearing about it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we do see that people are being unkind in some instances, and I think we just really need to remember that we're all human beings, and we just really need to, you can disagree, but you just really gotta just remember that we're human beings who all want to be connected and have their views and opinions validated, but we can't lose sight of the human. We just can't speak to each other in such unkind ways in some cases.
On the occasion of Are You OK Day, there will be events nationally, conferences, talks, and events to raise awareness about the necessity to hold conversations with our friends and family and loved ones and colleagues.
Yeah.
Can you run us through some of the events or maybe the one in the area where you're based?
Nationally, I would encourage people to go to our website, areyouok.org.au, and have a look at what events might be in your area. If you can't go to an event physically, we've got an online event that will happen at lunchtime, Australian Eastern Standard Times. And I'm based in Darwin, and I'm going to be having a whole community morning, which I'm really excited about. We'll be here in the Darwin CBD, and we'll have a barbecue. We're going to have coffee. We're going to have a whole bunch of different activities that we'll be doing. And live music.
Live music as well. This is just sure to entertain and lighten up the atmosphere.
Yeah. So 7:30, we're going to kick off with a group training session. So, all the early morning gym junkies, they can come down and get start up their morning with a workout. And we'll hear from people with lived experience talking about how conversation has changed their life. And we'll have a lot of local service providers there as well. So if people are feeling like they need to talk to an expert, they can come and find out more information. The day's all around just reminding people that if you are going to ask the question, are you okay, that you need to stick around for the answer. And that's why the theme is, I'm here to hear. It'll be a great morning for anyone in the Darwin region on Thursday the 14th of September. Really encourage you to come down. We'd love to see you.
Definitely. And there are activities right across the country. Now, Stephen, before I let you go, any closing thoughts or maybe something we may have missed that you must bring to the attention of our listeners?
I'll probably just remind people that the next couple of weeks might get really intense. But it's okay to switch off and, maybe not look at social media or just take a little minute for yourself. And also all of us, just think about the people in our world. Think about maybe, do you know someone that might be struggling? And maybe think about reaching out and asking, are you okay?
Now, Stephen Sato, campaign manager of Stronger Together, a suicide prevention campaign targeted at Indigenous Australians. Thank you for joining us on NITV Radio in the sidelines of Are You OK Day 2023.
Thank you.